The report was a joint project of Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos and Robin Johnson, a political science lecturer at Monmouth College. Johnson says he got the initial idea from talking with a friend who serves in the Iowa Senate.
In the course of our conversation, we were talking about more local elections at the state legislative level and how Democrats could do better. And the issue mix, the issues that were addressed, and just how campaigns are run at the local level in rural areas. And I got to thinking that that might be an interesting project to undertake, because in reviewing the 2016 election, there were a lot of stories coming out of the Beltway Press, coming out and talking to people in the Midwest, which is where the election was decided, on how the switch came in some of the key states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Iowa, where a lot of these counties went from voting for Obama twice to Trump. And of course, Iowa led the nation in the number of those counties.
So with Bustos' support, he started contacting people in Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. And he ended up talking with 72 current and former state legislators.
Well, they feel that the brand, the National Party brand, has been damaged by focusing on issues that aren't necessarily of interest to people in rural areas. The people that are successfully running and holding office in rural areas felt like the party needs to focus on jobs, on schools, on health care, on roads, issues that impact them.
Johnson says another way to look at the 2016 election is that people were looking for someone different, because the two candidates who energized voters were Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders.
Because they spoke plainly. You might not have liked what they said, but there wasn't any of these talking points and the preconceived political language that people use. And I especially think in the Midwest, which is where the focus of our report was, you know, we've been hurt by a lot of the impact of globalization. It's had some beneficial impacts as well. But with a lot of these factories closing in Galesburg and across the Midwest, I don't think people felt like they were being heard, that they were angry, that they weren't seeing the benefits of globalization. They were carrying a lot of the downsides of it.
And he emphasizes the importance of Democrats working from the bottom up, that is, at the local level, instead of taking direction from Washington and national party leaders.
I think part of the problem has been the Democrats, especially at the national level, aren't even present in these rural areas. They're not showing up. They're not listening. And a part of this is just being there, showing up, listening, showing that you care. And it's been a lopsided argument, I think, in the past, say, 8 years or so. And I think one thing Democrats have to do starting out is just show up, go to these rural areas, listen. Yes, there's cultural differences on issues like guns. Yes, there's going to be disagreements. But I think that there's opportunity there just to show up and listen and try to understand where these folks are coming from.
And since the report's release, Johnson says he's been hearing from local candidates who want his advice on how to appeal to rural voters in their districts. At Monmouth College, he teaches a course called Politics and Government in the Midwest. I'm Herb Tricks.